Welcome, welcome. Appreciate your attendance very, very much. If you were sitting over where I am, Jeremiah, I don't know if you could hear it, but when you were saying you're leading in prayer, my three-year-old granddaughter was singing Jesus Loves Me. So, you had a little background music in this little circle over here to your prayer, but that's all right. Since it's my granddaughter. There's an outline in the bulletin this morning if you'd like to follow along as we go through the lesson. As Rick said, the outline is from the text that was read. So we'll take a look at Peter's message on the title, Love Life and See Good Days. Christianity, as people have said, is a life of love. Obviously, we love God, love family, to love our enemies. Love life in our lesson today. Love life. So we ask by definition, what does that mean to love life? There's not putting your nose, there's two New Testament words for the word life, as we say the word life. One is the Greek word bios, which just means our physical existence. It's just life itself, you know, breathing, inhale, exhale. And it just can also mean the way we live, just the life that we have. Another Greek word is called zoe. It means a higher form of life, a new life or spiritual life, abundant life. It's God's gift to us, and we should be, treasure that. I remember a musical group out of Nashville years and years ago. They were called the Zoe Group. I thought, Zoe Group, what does that mean? But then I had to come to find out it's a Greek word. It means spiritual life, abundant life. And they would sing spirituals. They call themselves the Zoe Group. I've heard parents in recent years naming a daughter Zoe or Zoe. You know, perhaps in hopes that that daughter would live an abundant life or a spiritual life. So the word or the name Zoe has reference to what God wants to give us, an abundant spiritual life. He wants all of us to have good days. Jesus said it in John chapter 10, verse 10. I came that you might have life, but have it more abundantly. Oh, Zoe. Jesus also said in John 14, verse 27, peace I leave with you. Peace. My peace. Oh, there's a key phrase. It's my peace that I give you. And then he puts another phrase there. Not as the world gives, do I give you. Oh, so there's a different peace. And he says, I want to give you a zoe, a life. He says, so let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Solomon said in Proverbs 19, verse 23, the fear of the Lord leads to life. That's what I want. I want that, not just physical life. I want abundant life. I want spiritual life, new life. I want zoe. So I had to put in your notes, you know, zoe makes bios worth living. It's an added feature to life. More than just inhale, exhale. Yeah, I want that life. So I put three things that there's mentioned in the reading that was given to us. Number one, watch your tongue and lips. If you want to love life and see good days, watch your tongue and lips. I wish you hadn't said that. Watch your tongue and lips. So the first thing, refrain his tongue from evil. Oh, tongue control. James, it's not just listed by Peter, but James said it too. In James chapter 1, verse 19, says, see then, my beloved brethren. So, in other words, pay attention. See then, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak. Ah. Sometimes you just have to bite your tongue. Did anyone ever tell you to put a sock in it? That's what James is saying. Be slow to speak. Oh. When the idea is with refrain, Peter's saying, don't do this. You know, put a stop to it. Refrain your tongue. Your tongue from evil. Now, that's the key phrase. Speech is good in speaking, but we want to keep our tongue from evil. Words that are malicious, or words that are injurious or designed to destroy. We want to keep our words from that. Or words that are designed to hurt. Might include words that bully or slander. Refrain your tongue from evil. Our words get us in a lot of trouble, don't they? Well, I'll speak personally. Mine do. They cause trouble. My words can upset others. There's an old saying. It's really untrue, but you remember it as a youth. Sticks and stones, and you can finish it. May break my bones, words will never hurt me. Oh, yeah. Words last longer than our bruises. Our bruises from sticks and stones, they heal rather quickly. We salve it or brace it, and we get over it. But the words, they hurt. James says in chapter 3, verse 6, the tongue is a fire. It's full of iniquity. There's the warning. Proverbs in chapter 18, verse 21 says, death and life are in the power of the tongue. So now we have, if we're going to love life and see good days, Peter says, refrain your tongue from evil. If that was not enough, he adds another phrase. And your lips from speaking deceit. Well, by definition, deceit, dishonesty, trickery, entrapment. If our speech is misleading others. Yeah. Oh, another phrase was, if your lips would keep from slips. Five things observe with care. Of whom you speak, to whom you speak, and how and when and where. Keep your tongues from speaking deceit. Paul said in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29, let no corrupt speech proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary edification. Yeah, well, I want to speak words that are gracious, words that edify or build up, words that encourage. Yeah. But refrain your tongue from evil and lips from deceit. That's number one. Number two in the list, if you want to see or love life and see good days, the next phrase that he gives is let him turn away from evil. So now we have to turn our tongue the right direction, and now we have to turn our life. Our tongue and our life. It says depart from evil. Abandon it if you depart. Reject it, the evil. That's the warning. You know, that's the don't do. The evil. Leave it alone, Peter is saying. If you want to love life and see good days. Solomon said it in these words. And I just have a list of the Proverbs that Solomon gave. In Proverbs 3, verse 7, don't be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. Peter said, depart from evil. Chapter 4, verse 27, remove your foot from evil. In other words, don't go there. Remove your foot. In chapter 14, verse 16, a wise man fears and departs from evil, but a fool rages and is self-confident. Well, a foolish one says, it's okay for me, I can do this and get away with it. And Solomon said, no, don't do that. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. In chapter 16, verse 17, the highway of the upright is to depart from evil. Yeah. He preserves his soul, Solomon said. So there's the advice. That's the warning. That's the proverb. The slogan, if you will, the motto of life. And Peter tells us in our text today, let him turn away from evil. Moses gave the warning in Exodus 23, don't follow a multitude to do evil. So sometimes we have this peer pressure, or we have the other saying, come on, Brian, let's go. Or let's go do this, we won't get caught, or nobody will know. And Solomon says, or Moses says, no, don't follow a multitude. Don't look at the majority if they're doing that which is wrong. Don't go there. Boy, plenty of people in our world are doing evil. But I want to love life and see good days. So turn away from the evil. And then he gives the opposite. And do good. That's right. If you take something away, let's put something back in its place. That's good. That's good. Here's the admonition. In Acts chapter 10, verse 38, Paul does speaks of Jesus who went about doing good. He did good. It's the golden rule. Do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. I don't want someone to do evil to me. I want to do good. So do that. If I want that in return, I need to be or do those things that are beneficial. Do those things that will help another. It's the attitude of let me get that for you. Or it's the attitude of what can I do for you? I want to do good. If I want to love life and see good days, and I do. In Matthew 5, verse 16, Jesus said, let your light so shine before men. That they may see your good works. Oh, let's do good. And glorify your Father which is in heaven. Do good. So that's the business of our life. See good, love life and see good days. Turn from the evil and do that which is good. In Galatians 6, verse 10, therefore, as we have opportunity to do good, let's do it to everybody. But especially those of the household of faith, the Apostle Paul says. So now we need our eyes open for opportunities to do good. It doesn't have to be something huge, monumental. But again, it's the idea of let me get that for you. How can I help you? May I lend a hand? Yeah. I just want to go about doing good. Doing good. The third one is seek and pursue peace. Why? Seek, and I put this definition in your notes. Seek and pursue. Well, it's going to take some effort, isn't it? If you're going to seek something, you're going to look for it. Search. Put in your notes by definition. Scout. Ever use the word scour? Boy, you look under every... I'm going to scour. I need to find this. I'm looking for something. It means to look high and low. If you're going to seek and pursue, I'm going to hunt this thing down. I'm on a quest. I'm going to persist. I'm going to seek and pursue. Paul said it in Romans 10 or 12, verse 18. If it's possible, as much as lies within you, live peaceably with all men. As much as depends on me. So I'm going to seek, pursue peace. Put some effort into it. Paul said in Romans 14, verse 19, therefore let us pursue the things which make for peace and the things by which one may edify one another. So again, it goes back to my words and my actions. I want to do those things that encourage and lift up and build. I want to seek and pursue it. Yeah. Put some gusto in it. In 2 Corinthians 13, verse 11, Paul says, finally, brethren, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. Oh, God is a God of peace, a God of love, if I'm going to love life and see good days, I need to seek and pursue peace. Peace. Peace, by definition, I put those in your notes too, means quietness. I'm going to seek and pursue a life that's calm, contentment, but especially a life that's in harmony with God. I want my life and my relationship to God, with God, to be in peace. I want that relationship to, when I think about it, to say, all is well with my God and I. So be a peacemaker. Someone said, not a troublemaker. Don't go around looking for trouble. Don't think, well, I'm just waiting for someone to knock this chip off my shoulder. Don't be bothered by every slight, because I want to seek and pursue peace. Don't be every slight that comes along thinking, well, I've got to get up really upset. I want to seek. Let those words sink in. Seek and pursue peace. Don't dwell on things that upset you. Easier said than done. Sometimes you have to turn off the news. That's too upsetting. When you're troubled, you can pray, because there's a peace that comes from that. Paul said in Philippians chapter 4, verse 5, let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Be anxious for nothing. I have high anxiety sometimes. Don't be anxious. Well, what's the remedy for that? But in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. There's some things that I can't do to bring peace, contentment, calmness to my life. I have to pray. God, I'm anxious about this. It's on my mind. Oh, it's troubling. I'm losing sleep. But I want to love life and see good days. I want to seek and pursue peace. And one way that I can do that is to pray. And the God of peace, that's right, will give a peace that passes understanding. I just feel better, but I don't understand why. There's a peace that's mine. Seek it and pursue. Again, Jesus said in John 14, verse 27, my peace I give you, not as the world gives do I give to you. So there's life, physical life, inhale, exhale. And there's zoe, abundant life, spiritual life, new life that comes from above. I want the peace that Jesus gives, different from what the world is offering. I want spirituality. I want to love life and see good days. Seek and pursue peace. Jesus said in John 16, verse 33, these things have I spoken unto you, that in me you may have peace. In me. So am I looking for a peaceful relationship with God? I'm not going to find it in government, in the majority rule, in me. Jesus said, I've spoken these words. God, what do you have to say in your book? These words I've spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you have tribulation, he continues. But be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. That's right. Seek and pursue peace. So here are the three things that Peter gives in our lesson. So if I'm going to love life and see good days, the Zoe life, I'm going to watch my tongue and lips. Sometimes I have to pinch my lips. I'm going to avoid evil and do good. I'm going to seek and pursue peace. So that's the lesson. Always at the close of a lesson, we sing a song of encouragement, song of invitation, song of exhortation. It's a song that we sing following the lesson to give you time to reflect on the lesson you just heard. Or maybe it's been previous lessons. To think about your relationship with God, and there might be a change that you want to make. And so we sing this song of reflection, this song of invitation, song of exhortation. If you're not a member of the New Testament church, you've never been baptized for remission of sins, we can accomplish that. And that's a plan, that's a formula. When the people on the day of Pentecost in Acts chapter 2 cried out when Peter just said, "You've crucified the Messiah, you've murdered the Christ." In verse 38, they cried out, "What shall we do?" And Peter said, "Repent. Turn your life around." That's in our lesson. And be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins. That's right. What am I going to do to have my sins forgiven, God? I want to do it your way. So I want to repent, turn my life, and be baptized. So we extend that invitation. All things are ready. You simply need your response to do that. So let's stand together. We'll sing the song that Dennis has selected for us. If that's your desire, if that's your resolve to be baptized for remission of sins, or to ask brethren for strength or encouragement or prayers, we can certainly accomplish that. Just come or let that be known at the close of the song. So let's sing together.